You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
On the line, coming to us live from Western Sydney, we have Jameka Moana coming through to talk about their new track, Tugger War. How are you doing this morning, Jameka?
Morena, I'm good. I'm excited.
Awesome. I'm very glad to hear that. I mean, I think from the track, you seem like a very passionate person, and you seem like you also had a really lovely kind of revitalizing weekend. You told me you had some whānau time.
Yes, no, thank you. I think as chaotic as the track is, I like to have nice and chill time as well. So whānau time is everything to me. And yeah, I'm just excited for this new wave of people to see so much depth in this new track.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to start off with, I guess when the beat starts, well, before the beat even starts, you go, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Where did that idea come from?
I used to rap, like, I used to whisper on my old tracks a lot, and then if you layer, like, 10 whispers, it sounds really fab, so I tried to bring that back for this, and also I just wanted to have fun, you know. I used to be really serious with my tracks and be like, yeah, but this, I was just feeling ring-a-ding, and it was like, it can sound ho-ha, but to me, it just ended up sounding really fab.
No, I love that. I think sometimes there is a bit of machismo kind of self-seriousness when it comes to being like making sure that you're heard in rap music, and you can get around that by doing other things like you've done. On the track, you're kind of asserting yourself as an HBIC whilst navigating the New Zealand and Australian music industry as well as Sydney, just as a city. You know, what's been the biggest challenge for you settling into Sydney? Because I mean, it's a pretty big change from Aotearoa.
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for me is like fulfilling the capacity over here. Like there's more population of people. There's more. It's like I always say everybody coexists in a fish tank here trying to fight to get to the top. And that's really Sydney. So when my whānau came here, I was born here on a holiday, but then we moved back to Papakura and then came back here. I was back here after school in 2016 and living here ever since then. And I just came back wanting to conquer this city and like really wanting to get up to the top. So HBIC is really the only way that you can be in your mind over here.
Yeah.
Like the strong only survive. And I would say like a big challenge for me in this industry is that the Australian music industry isn't ready for somebody like me to reach the top. But I've been feeling that certain companies and more people in places with power are starting to give me the visibility and opportunities that I truly feel like I believe that I deserve. Mm. Because you know what it is, like my image can be quite buzzy to a lot of people, that they're not used to it, they haven't been raised around somebody like me. But I always like to say that I like to be heard before I'm seen. I want people to like my music before seeing me. And then they're like, oh, that shit, that's a buzzy image, but the music is fab. You know, I want all of that, a big mix. So yeah, Sydney's a hearty place for it, but now I'm finally feeling like I'm getting the love.
Mm-hmm. You're embracing the rat race, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you always been someone who's been super competitive, or have you, is that kind of something that's been coming out of you recently?
Oh, I'm a Virgo, so I'm like very competitive. I'm very hardworking on myself. I think the biggest competition for me is myself. Like I always try and compete with last week with me. Mm. Yeah, I'm never really trying to compete with anyone else. Mm.
Natural born killer. How does it feel drawing from Te Ao Māori, specifically the Wairua of the Waikato and Hokianga regions, while working on the land and living in the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation? You know, is there kind of an Indigenous solidarity feeling going on there?
1,000,000%. Firstly, I love these questions. Like the interviews I get here, and they're obviously not speaking Te Reo. I love that so much. It really, being able to be from Hokianga, from Waikato, to draw from those, the resilience that I feel through my culture, to walk around Sydney, that keeps me real hearty. And I know a lot of Māori people here within the industry, they feel likeness with that. Yeah, I use it as the biggest power. I truly think I'm only successful because I am Māori, because I am the cultures that I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like it's transparent and you get to see the full process when something is released. For example, Tug of War, the single artwork that is out, I've been in awe of Pati Tairau and his mahi for years and years. And I had to fly back over to Tāmaki last year to film, to shoot this photo. So for me, it had to be authentic to shoot it on the whenua, right? I couldn't just say that I'm emulating this Atua Hine Moana in Sydney. It was a beautiful collaboration between the Fuffswag team and myself that was there, let alone the music itself and everything. So yeah, mm-hmm. I think I don't know what I would be if I wasn't connected to the land and my people. And also if you see, my Ponamu's never left my chest, like my whole life. So nice. This keeps me good. I think some people think I take it off and put it on, but I'm not allowed.
It's bound to you. It's like the one ring from Lord of the Rings. Yeah. You've got to carry on all the time. Oh, man, what was I going to say? You mentioned Hine Moana before. You were dressed as her on the single art, as you said. And this track, Tug of War, is coming out from an EP which is based on different atua from Te Ao Māori. Now, Hine Moana, of course, being a atua of the ocean, I thought you'd be going and channeling the atua of fire on this one. But no, the ocean's what you're feeling on here.
Yeah, the ocean's what I felt. There's a plethora of different atua that'll be connected to it all. But I thought for me to debut my first track on my first debut EP, it would have to be in a pinpoint location of where I feel is the beginning. And for me, that's Hokianga Harbour. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm this atua in there. But trust me, Mahuika's coming later, whānau. Trust me.
As pointed out in a chat in BFM, which I don't know, I can't remember who, I think it was Joel from BFM, Mother Radio, I think it was. Fantastic chat. You're entering a bit more of a vulnerable era, you know, talking about loss, grief, trauma, and a bit more. When you approach kind of externalizing these feelings in music, do you get in your head about what that should look like? You know, do you get in your head about whether it should be a sad, slow song or kind of a bit more of a bombastic song about overcoming challenges? Is that something that affects you?
I think I'm really good at code switching. So I feel like if it's going to be a more intimate song, I'm going to like take my time with it and make sure everything around me is nice and sensitive and nice and calm. Mm-hmm. For Tug of War is a complete flip. You know, we had quite eerie nights, you know, many things were rolled and inhaled, you know, up on that thing. But for more like when you eventually get to hear the first track, it's really honest. And I think I've done so much personal healing and motivating myself to rise to the top personally, that when it came to creating, it was very organic and very holistic. I did more. The roadblock came when I was trying to songwrite, you know, when I was writing for it. How was I going to get all of these experiences, these true experiences of loss, of grief, out onto the paper? Mm. That for me was the biggest challenge. So to turn it into a track, into a body of work, that was easier. I think it's just coming with admitting and coming to terms with a lot of your journey in life. Some of us, a lot of people back home, we don't really pinpoint and just be like face our fears with how it is. So I've
totally
done that. And then now I'm able to, I try and teach a lot of people, not just the wahine, my whānau, but the tāne as well.
Mm-hmm. No, there's a couple things I want to add there as well. As New Zealanders, emotionally very emotionally cucked. I want to say emotionally cuckolded. We don't know how to express our emotions. And oh my god, what else was I going to say? It was so poignant and interesting. No, oh my goodness. As well as things that happened in your childhood, you don't think about them until someone points it out. And you're like, oh yeah, that did happen. That was really messed up. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. We become accustomed to so many things, you know. We're like, I get you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're all hurting. We're all hurting, and we're all getting better. Hopefully,
we're healing. Everybody. Yeah.
Now, this track, as I mentioned before, is from a new EP, and it's named after your parents. It's called Bud and Denny. Is that how you pronounce the names?
Bud and Denny.
Bud and Denny.
Yeah, Buddha. Denny is Denny.
Cool. How'd they react when you told them that you're naming the EP after them?
So my mum was just like, she was in awe. She's listening right now. She's in Waihee. Love you, Denny. Love you.
Shout out.
Kia ora, she was in awe and just thinking, why? Like, what is it for? But I really pursued it and just made sure that I'm only a fraction of the amazement that my parents are, you know? So I wanted to honor them with this. And then, yeah, she was just really happy. She's the epitome of positivity and all of that. And then my father, I've done this whole EP in honor of him. He passed away 8 years ago, and I wish that he was able to see my mahi, because I know he would totoko me so hard. But he is, I had to chuck him on as well. But that is a moment that will be eventually talked about very soon in the EP as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they loved it. They loved it.
Oh, that's beautiful to hear, and I think it really epitomises your love of your whānau, which is a beautiful thing to see. When can we expect to see this EP come out?
I think we're going to be announcing it soon-ish, but the interviews are fine. We're going to have something coming every month,
okay,
and for the next couple months. Cool. And then at the end of that, it'll be like the big thing together. But I'm excited. All I can say with it is that every track is like a unique sibling that shares the same blood, you know, and they're all like somehow underneath one roof together and coexist together. But yeah,
well, I mean, if they're based on Atua, then all the Atua are from two different people, right? So kind of, it's again, it aligns very well. There's layers here.
Yes, like
Strix onions.
Just say everything, but of course I'm restricted with what I can say, but you know exactly.
No, we're all good. In that BFM interview I listened to with you, you said that you're hopefully coming over this year to do some shows. Will there be a visit to Te Wai Pounamu?
I would love, absolutely. Anywhere that wants me, I will be there.
Okay. I think Dunedin would appreciate your energy.
I love that. I think my daughter in ballroom, you have like families and chosen families. So my daughter, I think she's got mahi down in Dunedin right now.
True.
I would love that.
True.
Her name's Jackie.
Okay.
And she's touring. She's an artist as well.
Awesome. Well, we do have the Fringe Festival and the Arts Festival, so it wouldn't surprise me. Now, let's talk about hip-hop. You're someone who works in the field of hip-hop. I love asking people who work in the field of hip-hop about their favorite releases of last year and of this year. What would be some of your highlights over the past 12 months?
12 months locally or
Wherever. Whatever's been floating your boat.
Well, to be honest, I really... I still take it back a lot with my inspirations. Like, I listen to back then tracks even currently. So last year, because I was still in a lot of songwriting modes, I was still listening to a lot of like Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Luna Doo-Wop, Zion. Like I really find comfort in like being in that body of work a lot. But a lot of like local artists, I fuck with the local music scene here a lot. So there's different people that are just not coming in my mind right now. But trust me, I like to get around with it all.
Cool.
Yeah, I just, what's it called? Yeah, I'm low-key an old soul when it comes to all my inspirations, and I find inspiration from even other genres as well.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That I do. Yeah, why am I not thinking of
it? It's okay. It's always hard to think about these things when you're on the spot. And it is the morning as well. I think that's all the time we have here on the program. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Jamaica Moana. I'm really excited to play this new track, Tug of War. If there's anything you'd like people to know, you've got an opportunity to say a couple words.
It just came back to me of my inspirations.
Oh, yeah.
I love Tani Faro from Renzo. That was fun. And then I also like Ray. Like, his mahi is really awesome as well. Those are some like tracks that came out in the past year that I loved. But all that I want to say as well is that Jamaica Moana is here and going to keep coming, and everything that Tug of War is just a seed of what is going to be planted into a forest later. So please totoko my mahi, and then I'll make sure that I remember everyone.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you very much. I hope Sydney treats you well, and take care, friend.
Thank you very much. Kapai.
Kapai. Take care. Kakite. All right, folks. That was Jamaica Moana coming to us internationally, arguably. I mean, Australia is only, you know, I'm a few hundred kilometers away. But nonetheless, it's awesome. New time zone. We love that. Here is Jamaica Moana with their new track, Tug of War. After that, we'll have a chat with Nina Brown about the new edition of this week's Critic, which is going to be very exciting. Take care. Ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding.
put you on your feet. Make you disgusted when I'm walking on the street. I keep you busting in, walking over me. They call me candy, I will pop you in your teeth. Ah, ooh, you want a battle on a beat. You want a title when I rattle in a teeth. Now you're an adult when I gaggle with the geeks.
There was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.